or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. I think you can get with this, because this is kind of fat. Good evening. It's that time again. Black Sheep Rising are back in the studio. I'm Conan.
I'm Daryl.
And Jay.
Yep, Jay's back with us once again. We were playing musical chairs like you wouldn't believe just a couple of minutes ago almost. We had Ellen that was going to come on, and then Graham the Juggalo was going to come on, and then...
And we had a story about Juggalos from Detroit, but we'll cover that later.
We've got a lot of catching up
like
on Juggalos.
2 weeks,
maybe. Because even this evening, we were trying to figure out some of the people who have accosted Robin Hooders just recently, and the idea was that they were Juggalos. It turns out they are not Juggalos. We need to get to the bottom, so we need to figure out who these people are before we start name-throwing. Because I don't want to...
I'm not sure what you're talking about, people accosting
the
Robin
banjo
Hooders.
Player?
I wouldn't really call that accosting.
Well, whatever he did. But no, supposedly Keith... was head chest bumped today while he was out Robin Hooding.
I did not hear that. Okay.
And
wait, today's Sunday.
Yesterday, excuse me.
Who the hell goes out Robin Hooding on a Sunday?
The video was posted today.
Okay.
Is Keith the Fed?
It would make sense that the fucking Fed would want to go Robin Hood on Sunday.
Keith is developing his cred, his street cred, and so he probably paid this guy to come out and four of them, actually.
Wow.
And, I think he stood his ground well. I haven't actually watched the video in detail. I saw some clips at Social Sunday just now, and he held his ground. The guys ended up walking off, but I wasn't able to see the chest bump, so it might have been before he turned his camera on. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
But,
why do they keep initiating? Upping the level of like violence against us.
Well, I tell you what, James has a theory that the parking enforcers are actually hinting and passing out little hints of aggressive advice to go and talk to us, to go and, you know, see what we're all about, and don't be so kind when you're there.
Hmm.
So this is James here. This might be completely untrue, but I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if she's...
Where did he find out this information, or he's just making stuff up?
No, in passing comments that are being made by the parking enforcers to him. He's just picking up on, you know, he's reading between the lines, I believe.
Okay.
So, how far are they willing to go?
Hey, it's their jobs. We're making their jobs difficult. And
how are we truly making their jobs difficult? We're making them easier. They have less tickets to write if they would not have
right,
to write
but
them.
The city claims, if you read the lawsuit and read all of the arguments posed by the city, they're saying that the Robin Hooders are preventing the parking enforcers from performing their duties.
I'm a cop, goddammit!
So,
do they have less hours now because of us? I don't think
so.
No.
Basically, the city is saying that there are ticket quotas without saying there are ticket quotas.
So you're
because
saying there's
the
ticket
duty
quotas.
Is you are supposed to write tickets.
Right.
That is your duty. If you are not writing tickets, you are not performing your duty. Your duty is not to walk around.
But all the parking forces have to say is that, hey, look, I wasn't able to get my quota this month because guess what? There's a bunch of knuckleheads out there that are preventing me from doing it. That's all I have to say. So actually, we're making their lives easier so they can just sit in their cars and not really do anything unless we videotape them sitting in their cars not really doing anything and then post it on Freeman Raw, making
right.
them look like jackasses. They didn't put any of that on their little 13-minute studio video, did they?
Well,
standing there at a crossing walk for 10 minutes, just, you know.
Yeah, I don't think they did put that in their video.
I didn't see that. And by the way, the guy who did a lot of standing around doesn't even go out in the streets anymore. Guess where he's at? He's behind a desk. And you know what? Submit a 91A. I'm going to figure out what his duties are.
Somebody submitted a 91A.
At his previous job.
To find out about the previous job, which was at the Cheshire County House of Corrections.
Mm-hmm.
Also known as the Keene Spiritual Retreat. And apparently he submitted an ADA request to be transferred to another, to have other duties.
Because he wasn't able to tolerate.
Because he could not tolerate the corrections officer job.
Yeah, someone said that he also... suggested that he would be a problem if they didn't give him another job, right, maybe even suing the city.
Yes.
So here you have essentially a leech who is using the system,
yeah,
and just traveling from department to department, and wherever he goes, he's unable to handle the situation.
And they can't fire the guy.
Well, that's a problem.
I guess maybe the city feels it, suing them is going to be cheaper. Suing Robinhood is going to be cheaper than settling some kind of lawsuit, yeah, or mediation, or
well, as far as that is, the problem with that is they've put all their balls on the table.
Right.
What about balls?
They're big fat balls, and
come yeah. on.
Oh crap! Son of a bitch! I wasn't ready for that one.
Oh, time's
passed. That's what she said.
I'm not even gonna play it.
Kind of push the balls around.
So they put their balls on the table, and now they can't back out because if they do, they're gonna look idiots. They're gonna look like idiots.
Back
so,
out or pull out?
Both. And
I mean, well, so far they do look like idiots.
They do,
yeah,
and
they're shot down by everything so far.
And they're using the city's money to do it.
Right. And now they have to go and hire a law firm now because Mr. Mullins has really got himself deep in this thing.
And now they're going with civil conspiracy.
Well, something that's interesting, and this will not be able to be determined until after the lawsuit is over, is whether or not the city's insurance is paying the lawyer, because the insurance generally covers lawyers for legal matters,
mm-hmm,
but it is not known yet whether or not the insurance covers preemptive lawsuits.
Yeah, I wouldn't think it would.
To where they're the plaintiff, not the defendant.
Well, it's retarded. These people need to just take their loss.
You know, actually, if you find out it is covered by insurance, it's probably being done because they think it's going to be cheaper than paying out. So yeah. I think that might be that you might find.
I don't think they're capable of pulling out. I don't think they can do it. I don't think they can physically do it. They don't know how to surrender. They cannot lose.
Not pulling out of this loss. I'm saying instead of paying this parking enforcer off, by letting him go.
We're talking about Gibbets, not as far as the right. So two different cases.
Of course they can't like back down because they don't do that.
Right,
kind of
but
stuff.
He's saying that it's cheaper even if they have to go out of pocket for the lawyer on this. It's probably cheaper to pay a lawyer to shut up the Robin Hooders and make them go away than it would be to settle with a
disgruntled
former employee.
Or they may be trying to prove, even though it seems like it's against us, that Alan had an employment contract, which is like, and it specifically says that he's going to be harassed. And maybe they're trying to get the judge to make that decision,
right,
saying that, yes, you have to abide by your employment contract. So there's nothing wrong here. And then he would have no basis to sue at all. So I think that's... I think
there are grounds to get rid of him. I mean, and if you also consider that every job he's ever been in is, you know,
government.
Well, not just government, but the, you know, jobs that are a little hectic. Military,
right,
corrections facility, corrections officer, and now parking enforcer.
Yes,
those are jobs that I would never want to be in. Well, I was in the military, but I was.
I'm not saying this is happening, but this could be possibly happening. Like you say, they might be encouraging people to start fights, and then if one of us actually physically reacts to that, they can come and say, well, now Alan...
has grounds.
Has grounds because he has a fear of physical violence instead of just emotional or people saying stuff to him or being...
he's
followed.
Having dreams.
He's and heart palpitations. I think it would be great that more people know that they're paying for a parking enforcer who is not enforcing parking any longer for 2 months now almost.
Yes.
And what is he doing? What is the city still paying him? What kind of benefits is he receiving while he just sits at a desk twiddling his thumbs?
He's probably getting same pay, same benefits.
I mean, because they already had somebody.
Because they can't really punish the guy.
They already had somebody doing paperwork, so we really can't be taking on that.
But all I'm saying is they should be able to fire him because he can't handle the job, which states in the job description that you have to be able to do this.
Right,
if you can't do it, we're not.
Two things. when you've got, I'm guessing that there's a public service or a public employee union that they're members of, and also the federal law that says you cannot fire somebody because of a disability. And medical conditions are covered. All right. Medical conditions are covered under the ADA.
So he has a difficulty.
So you can't fire the guy,
which is
without legal trouble.
Which is a horrible issue. Which is a problem. Which people. Yes. I wish people, more and more people would wake up that when you can't fire somebody.
Yes.
Because and if they're a problem.
Yes.
Whenever you start talking about wanting to fire people, immediately people are going to want to know, well, you know, are they worthless or is it something that is that they can't handle? Like, for example, a medical condition, and then their hearts go out
you
to that person.
You can't handle the truth.
Their hearts go out to that person, and they can't live with the fact that they're going to end up firing them. But
you can't handle
the
truth.
Oh God, I'm just not on it. Keep talking.
But I mean, what does that mean then? If you sign an employment contract and you can't fulfill your contract because
isn't that technically breach of contract?
Yes, that is. But I mean, what kind of precedent would they set by finding in favor of this? I mean, can you just like call into your employer one day, say you feel bad, then you have to be employed permanently by them because the government says they have
They have to protect you and take care of you for the rest of your existence. So go ahead and fix up a desk for him.
Yep.
I don't know what you're going to have him doing the whole time, but you can't have him You can't have him go out on the work floor anymore because he's just not able to. And so,
but no difficult crossword puzzle because that might give him heart palpitations.
Didn't you put up a diagram of the different levels from high socialism all the way down to voluntarism?
Yes.
And the four that we haven't gotten to already, is one of them is clothing, food, work, homes, I think. But you know what? We're almost at that level. We're almost at that work level where everyone is guaranteed a fucking job.
Yeah.
Which is just unbelievable. I mean, I'm sorry. That's not how the real world works. Some people, aren't capable of working.
Yeah.
And sometimes they need to have the fire of being able of the fear of being fired under to keep them motivated, to keep them working, and that's the only thing that does it. That's the only thing that does the trick. If they have a way out, like a lot of government workers, if they have that way out, guess what they're going to do? They're fucking humans. They're going to do it. They're going to take it, and they're going to abuse the system. If you give human beings, which are fallible, a way out, they're going to take it every time, and that's where we're at. Greedy. Inherently evil peoples.
Pretty much started because you mentioned parking tickets, or at least I think you mentioned parking tickets. I don't know.
I don't know how this started.
But didn't you recently win?
I guess
in
you can,
some way on a parking.
I guess
ticket
you can. I guess
and
you,
also a speeding ticket.
I guess you could say win. There was an awful lot of time and energy that I spent working through the procedure. If I had just worked those hours at, say, work or something or doing whatever, I did. I most definitely lost money. The state employees that were a part of this, they were, of course, on the job while they were trying to take money from me.
Right.
So they didn't lose, but I guess they lost, but in a way they didn't lose. But the fact that we're talking about
they
it right now.
They probably spent more money to not get any money out of you than they would have received had you paid the ticket.
Correct. And that is why we don't take a plea. Even if you're guilty of sin, take it to the system, through the system.
Well, what happened
ticket? Initially, it was a regular speeding ticket, which, by the way, I was innocent of. I'll stand by that till the day I die. And so but having said that, I would have taken it to court anyways. So I got a speeding ticket way back in February.
Okay.
And I took it to the arraignment. I pled not guilty.
Okay.
They gave me a court date, and we took it to that court date, and I decided to go with the Johnny Ray
Rule 210B.
Exactly, which is the state of New Hampshire is required to send every person the witness list.
Yes.
Now, if it's a discovery, you have, I think, 14 days to request that, or maybe it's 10 days to request the discovery, and you have to specifically say what you want in that discovery.
Right.
Or you can just say all of it. So they never sent me a witness list.
Did you request it?
I don't have
to. You don't have to request the witness list. But if you want discovery, you have to request that.
See. And they have to send you that. So if they don't send you any of that stuff, if you requested the discovery, they didn't send it to you, or if they didn't send you the witness list, period, you have grounds for a dismissal. So that's exactly what I did, except I took it one step further. This is the Johnny Ray defense system. I waited until the super trooper piece of shit
evil shenanigans
was up on the stand before I objected.
That's what you're supposed to do, because then Jeopardy has
now, I could have
technically
done it.
Kicked in.
Now, I was supposed to ask for a dismissal, to pass my motion for a dismissal at the beginning of the court, or maybe even before they even waited. We waited there for like almost 2.5-3 hours. Should have just done it then, but of course, that's not, you know, getting double jeopardy wouldn't work unless I got the guy on the stand. So that's when it happened. I let him swear in. I let him say his name. He started talking, and I objected. And I said, hey, look, you know, I'd like to object and pass this motion for dismissal on these grounds. I was never sent a witness list. And Burke was like, Judge Burke, District Court, he was like, well, let me go ahead and get that article out, and let's make sure that we're doing this by the rules. So he got the big old fat book out, and he was reading through it, and sure enough, Article 10 or whatever.
Rule 210B.
Of the court ruling, of the court rules.
2.10B.
Said, sure enough, you were never set a witness list, so we've got to go ahead and extend your court date to another date. I was like, no, hey, no. I'm ready now. And this guy is obviously not prepared, and you guys weren't prepared, so I'd like this, you know, dropped. He's like, no, you're being sneaky. And
so he invoked Rule 1, which is that the rules can be chosen and discarded at will of the court.
That's right.
Respect my authority!
What the hell are you going to do about it?
Unless it's to their favor.
Yeah, well, you're going to get the...
Right.
You're going to get the billy club in the shins when you try nonsense like that. So anyways.
Yeah, so I guarantee had Conan just gone ahead, let the guy do his thing, and then Conan called somebody as a witness.
Right.
Then
I didn't give him.
The guy would have, wait, hey, he never sent me a witness list.
Which I had seven days, I think, to send them the witness list, which I didn't do. So yeah, whenever you don't follow the rules, they get you. When you try to, you know, invoke the rules, then they're like, all right, well, I got to check this, and we got to think about this, and you know what? No, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Rule 1. So that didn't work. So then I said, what about double jeopardy? Thank you, Derek, for being there right behind me, and he reminded me. Otherwise, I probably would have forgotten. And then Berg was like, no, and he kind of muttered, and I didn't really pick up on some of the things that he said. So they rescheduled my case for a month later. No, they didn't reschedule the case. They said, look, you, Super Trooper, you need to send this man the discovery that I had filed. I just filed a discovery, but I really wasn't really worried about, because I was going to get him on this other thing. So they sent me the discovery. They sent me all the stuff I asked for, the back of the ticket and the radar manual and the whole nine, and a lot of good information was on there. And I, the night before the case that they actually, you know, rescheduled, so it was about 30 days later after the initial court hearing, and I prepared myself. I was up that whole night. You know, I had my cross-examination out. You know, I might have lost, but it was going to be fun. It was going to be fun. And I was really looking forward to it. And I was, you know, prepared, and I wasn't nervous. I wasn't even nervous. I was prepared. And sure enough, the guy didn't show up.
How convenient.
The skinny sheriff showed up. Who's that guy?
Fuck if I know.
Well, anyways. He showed up, said the guy's not going to be here, so we're going to, you know, go ahead and drop the case. All right, whatever.
Well, and didn't you have another ticket?
A parking ticket.
The parking ticket, yeah. So what happened with that?
Well, I guess we're trying different strategies. You tried a strategy that worked well. I wanted to try a good behavior without
placed
filing.
Placed on file.
Without filing. Well, placed on file. And
without
then,
finding.
Without finding, which means I essentially...
No harm, no foul.
And yeah, but I'm essentially saying that I'm guilty.
No.
Yeah, kind of am.
No.
Well,
because it's without finding. You are neither guilty nor not guilty.
Yeah, but that's how it will end up in 4 months if I don't do anything. So if I'm a good boy for the next 4 months till November,
right?
Then it will go
away.
No
harm, no foul. All
right, yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's a no harm, no foul.
And they accepted it. I asked for 60 days of good behavior. The Amazon says we usually go with a year, but I'll be willing to go. I don't have that drop. I'll be willing to go with 6 months. And I'm like, well, no, that's too much, too. How about 3 months? And she went to 4 months. So I can live with 4 months.
That's how you bargain.
So the
I tried.
So that got taken care of that day, and that was over with. So two in a day.
Tried a interesting tactic. I got a parking ticket just a couple days after you filed your motion for place on file.
Uh-huh.
And so I decided that I would file a motion to dismiss, citing the court precedent,
which we talked about in detail
in
on
June,
the, which we talked about in detail on episode 6, the Porkfest episode.
Yes, where they threw out the ticket because they could not prove that the parking meters were accurate. So the Amazon filed an objection, saying that I was citing a previous parking ticket as why this one should be thrown out, and I had not cited any legal precedent or court precedent as reason for dismissal, and also the state had taken steps to... I forget the exact term she used. Basically, they've taken steps to prove that the meters are accurate now.
Oh, have they? In a month?
That's what she claims in the objection. So whenever Judge Burke sends me something with the court date, because I also filed a motion to waive the pretrial, I'm going to file for discovery and say, send me all of the evidence that you have.
Good move. Discovery helps, man. I mean, yeah. it really puts them to work. It really, I think in the long run, it really prevents them forever having to want to do anything to with us.
Yeah.
Which brings me to the next thing. Guess you got stopped last night.
The Pope.
No, I think it was me and the dog and Shauna on the way home from the party. Speeding. Yes, I was. I didn't realize the speed.
Were you going 54 and a 30 through Whitefield, New Hampshire?
50 and a 40.
The day before Port
Coast ended? And I did slow down. I didn't realize that the speed had changed.
Where was this, on 10 or 12?
The one going to Troy. 12?
Yeah.
And I didn't see a sign. I swear to God, I didn't see a sign. And I was having a conversation. So, but I did slow down, and then not 3 seconds after I got to 35... And Whee! I actually turned the cruise control on. Lights.
Woo!
And guy asked me, I think the guy's name was LaBiddle. I got his badge number. I looked that up to get the proper spelling. But he asked me if I had any previous incidents, any driving incidents or anything like that. I'm like, nope. And he took my driver's license. He took my registration. He went back to the car for about 2 or 3 minutes. And I was a little nervous. Came back and said, hey, look, get your plates changed. Here's your thing. Here's your warning. I'm like, oh, wow. Okay.
What do you mean, get your plates changed?
I'm still driving around with Tennessee plates.
And what's the problem?
Obviously, the fact that I had a New Hampshire driver's license proves that I'm a resident.
Right, because they will only give a driver's license to a resident. They
correct.
Will not give a driver's license to an inhabitant.
Oh. Is that the truth?
Yes.
Even if you're renting... Are you an inhabitant of your renting space?
The legal definition, as set forth in the New Hampshire RSAs, inhabitant and resident are defined the same way, but then another RSA further breaks it down and says that no person who claims residency in another state shall be considered a resident of New Hampshire.
Why don't you like New Hampshire?
Are you too good for your home?
I like New Hampshire.
Don't you like being here? You just don't like putting up with the political identification with borderlines that prove that you are a resident.
There are legal reasons why I cannot become a resident. That I will not get into right now, but okay. There are legal reasons.
I know. I agree. I believe you. I know that that's all we pretty much talk about sometimes. Sometimes it's pretty boring around us. Boring-ass libertarians. Good God. Why do people hate libertarians so much?
Apparently, Chris Christie doesn't like us. The Huffington Post hates us. And
The Onion?
The Concord Police Department wants a Bearcat because of sovereign citizens, free staters, and occupiers.
Those are the wrench in the spokes of the system that are just preventing all this goodness from happening on a daily basis.
Where do we start here with Chris Christie, fat fuck from New Jersey?
Let's do the fat bastard from New Jersey.
Okay.
This is a real...
Don't call him a bastard.
That makes all the bastards in the world feel bad about
his
their...
His parents might have been married when he was conceived.
You're absolutely
right. We don't know that.
All right, he's a... they were making fun of fat bastards in Austin Powers, and that worked out all right.
Bastard actually was a bastard in Austin Powers. This guy's just a fat fuck.
Chris Christie's a fat fuck, and you know when he was railing against the schools there in his area... It was actually entertaining. It was like, wow, this is some guy who's standing up, and I rooted for him. And guess what? It turns out,
and then
just like all the rest of the politicians.
A week later, he's begging for FEMA money.
Exactly.
And
now
he supposedly hates Barack Obama, but at the same time, he hangs out with him and...
And loves his stance on the war. It's all a show.
Yeah.
They're all in the same wrestling match.
Yep.
They put on a good fight when they're on the ring,
and
when they go backstage, they're all having dinner together.
Yep.
Unfucking believable. Let's play this 3-minute clip. This is Chris Christie talking just this week or last week about how he feels about libertarians and what he thinks about Obama.
Fat fucker!
And so, and on the libertarianism side of things, as a former prosecutor and who was appointed by President George W. Bush on September 10th, 2001. I just want us to be really cautious because this strain of libertarianism that's going through both parties right now and making big headlines, I think is a very dangerous thought. President Obama has done nothing to change the policies of the Bush administration in the war on terrorism, and I mean practically nothing. And you know why? Because they work. Because they work. And I think what we have a country has to decide is, do we have amnesia? Because I don't. And I remember what we felt like on September 12th, 2001. And have there been some mistakes made over the course of time? Of course, because it's human beings and their judgment calls. There have been some mistakes made. But I want to say that I think both the way President Bush conducted himself and the way President Obama has conducted himself in the main on those type of decisions hasn't been different because they were right and because we haven't had another one of those attacks that cost thousands and thousands of lives. And as the governor now of a state that lost the second most people on 9/11 behind the state of New York, right, and still seeing those families, John, right, I love all these esoteric debates that people are getting in.
Senator Rand Paul, for example.
Well, listen, you can name any number of people who've engaged it, and he's one of them. I mean, these esoteric intellectual debates, I want them to come to New Jersey and sit across from the widows and the orphans and have that conversation. And they won't. Because that's a much tougher conversation to have. So as a country, and whoever's the leader of this country...
Is it a response to Obama being in the White House, do you think?
No, I don't think so.
This drift towards libertarianism?
No, I don't think so. But I think he started to cause it. I don't think it's because in reaction to him. But he had a lot of rhetoric in 2008. He was going to close Guantanamo. He was going to stop this. He was going to stop that. And I remember I used to say to Mary Pat all the time, as somebody who had top secret clearance, I said, when he sits in that chair and starts to hear those briefings, his tune's going to change fast. And it has. And so for those of us who are on the front line of it, in the years after that, the U.S. attorneys, the FBI, the CIA, the people who are on the front line of trying to keep this country safe, I just say it's not a debate not worth having. But I think we need to be very cautious about how joyful we are over the idea that somehow we're going to shift this baby way back, because the next attack that comes that kills thousands of Americans as a result, people are going to be looking back on the people who are having this intellectual debate.
And putting them up against the wall.
Wait, and is he blaming libertarians for terrorist attacks?
He's blaming the fact that we are insensitive and that we want to have debates about what the real solution and what the real causes are.
Right.
But what we should do is just get in line, fucking shut up, and fucking send our money to the the warriors that are going over.
It sounded as though he was saying that the next time one of these things happens, we need to look at the libertarians because they're the ones that caused it to happen.
Not caused, but stood around and let the next one happen because we're trying to find another solution. It's our fault
get the government out of it a little bit. Just
the article on the Bearcat, Conker getting a Bearcat, maybe they're expecting another attack. They're not telling us, of course. And get a little conspiratorial here. You know, they're worried those people might find out it's the government again.
I don't know. Hell,
be a little pissed about them.
Maybe all of the Asian massage parlors in Dabuki, Iowa are fucking terrorist propaganda.
But all this guy is doing is just appealing to people's emotions. He's just trying to use that. You think he really cares? You know,
he's a politico. What drives these men? Why do they even want to be in power? These are the last kind of people that you want in power. Is anyone who wants to run for office? Those are the last. You should run screaming. Those are the last kind of people you want running your business.
And what do you hear?
Hold on. There are
clapping in the background after his little speech because you know it works.
People are running for office who actually have a chance.
Okay, that's a different statement. Now, because there are people that run for office because they want to spread a message and promote ideas.
But I would also argue that some of those people. There's no telling what they're going to be like 2 years after they get if they're elected.
What would you be like if you got elected to school board 2 years from
now? I think they would wind up
being a little petty tyrant?
No, I think they would fire me. This is why the mayor is trying to pass this Keene thing where they're actually creating a group that will have I don't know the words I'm looking for. They can control upsets within the council member amongst the council members. So if someone tries to go and remove signs from someone's election, they'll have a committee group that is already designed and established to deal with that person.
Well,
and
it's already illegal to remove somebody's election signs.
Well, I mean, exactly. Why do they need a group to decide? It's a felony, right?
I believe so.
Well, I mean, they just need a lawyer. They don't need a special group to decide what the punishment should be, whether they should be censored or whether they should be fired. Or
you mean censured?
I'm sorry.
You said censored.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people who don't know the difference between the two spellings,
yes.
Obviously. But the thing that really got me that the mayor said about this committee group is whether or not the problem should be even brought into the public light.
What?
Yeah.
He said that, but here's why he said that. Because there's no telling what the other party, whether they're a public or private individual. If they're a private individual, there's no way we can drag them through this. So some cases should not even be publicized. And that's what he said. Because transparency, my friends, transparency is a very, very bad thing. And you get to see these public officials who are running because they have...
I think you just gave me another concussion.
Because they have definite power issues. And this is what gets them up in the morning. This is their drive. They get up in the morning...
It's not a tumor.
...to make decisions for other people. Gets them off.
They protect their tribe.
What do you mean? Their little individual family?
I'm talking, the government family.
Because they would say that I'm a member of their tribe, but they're not protecting me.
No, you're not a member of their tribe. As George Carlin said, it's a big club, and you ain't in it. And it's the same club that they beat you over the head with.
Yeah, very sad. Just happened last week. I was actually going to write a little blog on that, and I got it doing other things. But
Asian
anyways,
hookers.
Let's do the libertarian thing finish that up real quick.
Oh, no, I thought you were doing Asian hookers.
I do like Asians. I prefer Americanized Asians. If they've just got off the boat, sometimes they don't work with me.
Do people still take a boat from Asia to
here? Yeah, it's very cheap. They can go on the freighters.
Yeah, on there for months, living in their own fecal matter in those boxes, shitting in pails. It's nasty. They open it up, and it's just wretched. Yeah,
and you know all of this, Hal?
I used to
hang out at the docks.
I used to work for Homeland Security.
Asian women.
At the dock of the bay.
No, that's oh, you know, I was more interested in the Mexican children because they run my sweatshop. But that fell through. I don't do that anymore. That's when I was in Tennessee. I was closer to the border. It was easier.
Well, it's a good thing you're putting a good example for libertarians out there for not running a sweatshop.
I paid them. I would do it again. Good little nimble fingers. They can do things. They put things important. Together. Smart little guys, too. Get them when they're young, man. You can train them to do all kinds of nonsense.
Wow.
You know, you never hear about anybody complaining about Oriental rugs being made, but they... the more valuable ones are the ones with tighter knots because they're all like hand knotted, and you have to have very small fingers to do that. So who's doing it? The children. And nobody ever complains about the child labor for that because who are buying those expensive rugs? Rich people.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they only complain about the sweatshop child labor when it's like $20 pair of blue jeans and Nikes.
Yeah, that's the they're going to get on us poor people for sure. That was Chris Christie. Obviously has a problem with the Libertarian Party, and there were
Party.
I'm sorry. The party is silliness.
He has a problem with
anti-government types.
People who claim to be libertarians that are within the Republican and Democratic Party,
which is another problem that we're getting to. The fact that the whole libertarian title is really being run through the mud right now.
Yes.
Because you have all kinds of knuckleheads who claim to be libertarian-ish. Yeah. Like Glenn Beck, who's not even fucking close.
When they changed all that party stuff a few years ago, it just, you know, definition got really muddied.
Rand Paul has never said anything about being a libertarian, but he also gets some libertarian sympathies from the media
there's a lot of media that tries to say that he's libertarian. He has said, I'm a libertarian Republican.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Whenever he says
the word libertarian, he always includes the word Republican. But he has repeatedly said, I am not a libertarian. I am a constitutional conservative.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you have all the flag-waving Tea Party.
Oh, yeah.
Who just kind of, I don't know. I don't know.
And they love the don't tread on me flag, but they also love the war on terror.
I mean,
terror, 9/11, terror, is blow up the world, terror.
Well, it's the
don't tread on me, terror.
It's to defend their borders from bad people, and that's one thing that minarchist governmentalists want. That they think is necessary is a defense force that is capable of defending us from bad people created.
I've seen people that claim to be libertarians that want to militarize the Mexican border. There was one guy that wanted to dam the Rio Grande and create like a 2-mile-wide canal across the U.S.-Mexican border.
That sounds like fun. That sounds like a nice digging-up project.
Yeah.
Digging dirt up and dumping it on the other side. Put lots of people to work.
I asked him how he would do this without using eminent domain to steal land from Americans, and he said, oh, all of the land that's taken will be from Mexicans.
Okay. Wow.
That makes good sense. It's just desert. No one lives there.
The fuck they don't?
Cactus. And Indians and tumbleweeds. That's the only thing out there.
There's a bunch of people that live on the fucking border.
I don't know.
You know what the problem is? The people hear this stuff through media, or they read it in books, and they don't...
They'll do the research. It's hard.
Not even the research. They don't stop to think logically, okay, why does this actually make sense? Why should we spend all this money? Is it going to solve anything?
Well, I mean, but you brought up a good point. They get their information from their friends and from media and from whatever.
My
because at the end of the tunnel, at the bottom line is, it's hard to do all this thinking.
PMS, it is, NBC, and N told me, so blah, much blah,
easier.
Blah.
It is so much easier just to come home from work, put your feet up, and listen to someone tell you what the deal is.
John Stewart told me that Ron Paul was crazy, so he must be crazy.
He makes me laugh every other episode, so he must be right here, right?
Who's the guy? Keith Olbermann said that Ron Paul was the worst person in the world one day, so it must be true.
And it's not just lefties. There's a lot of righties who are doing the same thing.
Glenn Beck said that Ron Paul wanted to kill people because of the money bomb that he had back in 2007.
What?
Well, I know he was Glenn Beck.
Oh yeah, you didn't hear about that one? Yeah, the fact that the money bomb was being held on Guy Fawkes Day, and it was called a money bomb.
Stop.
As in things that blow up, bomb. Bombs go boom. It's on Guy Fawkes Day. Guy Fawkes tried to blow up Parliament. Ergo, Ron Paul wants to kill people.
Is that a money bomb that he even set up, or was that someone?
No!
It was one of his folks. That was one of his admirers.
Yeah, it was a guy named
people,
Trevor Lyman.
They are entertainers.
Yes.
Get that through your heads. They are there to entertain you.
The bottom line.
And piss you off and make you laugh. That's
right.
It.
That's the bottom line. It's to get your attention. And
they're there to sell ads.
Bill
if you
O'Reilly
notice that,
is a
they always play ads on these things. You keep watching.
We don't have ads. Or do we? Actually,
no.
FPP.cc.
If I ever submit any content that is third party, YouTube throws up an ad. So go ahead and get yourself an ad block, and you won't have to worry about that nonsense. So I try to help you guys out as much as I can. So anyways, all right, that was the Republican side of the story. Guy, straight up Republican, not a libertarian, doesn't like libertarians, doesn't like the movement, doesn't like the influx of libertarians in the movement because they hurt his status quo.
The influx of what he calls libertarians within the Republican Party, which are not real libertarians. They're fucking minarchist.
Oh yeah, if those
claim to be libertarian, liberty Republicans,
I know.
I think is what they generally call themselves.
Yeah, and that's the big thing. If the minarchists are scaring him, then what the fuck are the anarchists doing to his bloodstream?
He probably doesn't even know we exist.
You know, it's true. He probably doesn't barely
because
even
we're not in the Republican
no
Party.
Exist.
Yeah, so we're not. Our votes don't matter because half of us don't vote.
Yeah.
It's just a new line of propaganda to get
it out
there.
I write in none of the above, and that doesn't make any difference to him.
It's just meant to denigrate a group of people to get other people to hate them and be against them. It has nothing to do with anything logical.
That's why I said running the name through the mud. And so pretty soon, I'm not even going to call myself a libertarian anymore. I'm going to go straight up with voluntarists or something.
Yeah, I was going to say that before. You got to call something else, you know, different than what you're using.
That's horrible the way things, because we used to be liberals. We used to be liberals, classic.
Yes.
You know, now we're classical liberals, kinda. And you know, if you can, of course, that diagram you posted had classical liberals up a little bit. I didn't realize they were for like roads and stuff.
Yes,
I didn't know that. So no, I'm not for public roads.
And then there's the little asterisk.
But they were right below schools.
That's what I was mentioning about the asterisk. Some classic liberals, such as Thomas Jefferson, did support government funding of schools.
Yeah.
Others, such as Frederick Bastiat, I'm guessing that's the correct pronunciation because he was French, so I don't think the T is supposed to be pronounced.
We need some Canadians on the show.
Most people pronounce it Frederick Bastiat.
Wait, you're Canadian?
You
hang out with a whole shit ton of them.
Where?
But
all kinds of Canadian buddies.
But
I don't know what you're talking about.
Frederick Bastiat.
I don't go to a secret Canadian club. Or
he did not support government funding of schools. Oh, and you do hang out with a Canadian.
No, he doesn't know any Canadians. I just verified.
Well, she's not a French Canadian, and she's
the
my
question
roommate's girlfriend.
Wasn't whether or not she was French Canadian.
Are you like lawyering me here?
The question was, she's Canadian, and you hang out with her.
Well, I don't know about hang out. I kind of exist around her presence. Okay,
That's close enough.
Did go to the water park a couple weeks back with Mandrake. And
did you see her in an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini?
It was not yellow.
That she wore for the first time today?
It was more blue.
Oh, very okay. Nice. All right, so that was the conservative side. It seems in the same week, Huffington Post submits their own article from their point of view, and they had the same exact problem.
Yeah.
It seems that progressives need to be wary and tread carefully when in the company of libertarians, because libertarians, you know, they might be against the war, and they might be against Gitmo, and they might be against, you know, all this jazz, but at the end of the day, they're bad, bad, bad news, and be careful and don't tread lightly.
Hold on. Now, read the part here, this third paragraph, right there.
These are, after all, the same people who, before Senator Rand Paul's 13-hour filibuster on drone policy, which I personally feel was unnecessarily sensationalist, did nothing but try to derail the Democratic establishment and made no effort whatsoever to hide their racist, sexist, xenophobic, and seditionist tendencies. They believe that all government is inherently evil, that civil rights are neither a right nor a priority, interpret a 220-year-old constitution in excessively purist and impractical terms that have no place in their new millennium, and exhibit aggressive intolerance of anyone who disagrees with their philosophy.
Wow.
That is not describing libertarians at all, other than they believe that government is inherently evil.
That's correct.
Everything else describes fucking constitutionalist conservatives and motherfucking Republicans.
So both sides have it wrong. Both sides are being fed their own dish of lies, of untruths.
Yes.
And the question is, and we as true libertarians, and we can't even call ourselves libertarians anymore.
Right.
What do we do about this? Is there anything we can do about this?
No, there isn't anything, because unless you somehow become more powerful than that. And how can you become more powerful than industry who lobbies and donates to these politicians that
media groups?
Yeah, that you should, or even by just advertising with them, you know, you should maybe have this point of view and, do this for us.
What do you think? What do you think, Mr. Darrell? Is there a way to combat that? I mean, how many of us are there? What's the percentile at these days? I know that it seems that the freedom movement is growing. It does seem the freedom movement is growing in my lifetime.
Yeah,
I can see it. But the numbers are so sparse. I mean, and people are still waking up to the idea. And even when they do get the idea and they hear it, like, I agree with that, I'm going to go back to sleep.
Or people say, I agree with that, but I can't vote for this candidate that I really, really like,
because it'd be a lost vote.
I think we need to stop caring about politics at all. I think we just need to concentrate on educating people, and I think we really need to focus on the fact that you are taught from birth that you are not responsible enough to take care of yourself. The government has to do it.
So what do we need? Do we need a good revolution, or do we need a good collapse? I mean, is that what's going to do it? I mean,
is going to do it, right? Unless you mean a revolution of thought.
A revolution of blood.
What is that going to do? It's just going to put another political party in the system. And once again, just like the start of this country, eventually it just becomes corrupt like anything else.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish I had the answer. I do not know.
I mean, and by the way, audience, that's not what we're after. We are looking for a peaceful evolution, not revolution.
What can be accomplished by violence?
Violence begets violence. Always. Always. You hit your kids and you...
Let me just point out,
violence.
What can violence do? Even if it's just because it will be used against us by the people who want to keep everybody as slaves, at least philosophically, against us to show, oh, these people are evil and they want to kill people, so you have to be against them, no matter what they're trying to tell you.
Well, let me play devil's advocate for a second. And now, I'm not condoning any sort of, you know, action of going out and starting a war. But if someone were to do that, would they be the one initiating the violence? Because it seems to me that the federal government
self-defense
has been initiating violence against peaceful people for 200 and some odd years.
If I was writing the history books, I would say self-defense, which is exactly how the American Revolution was put.
Right.
It was an act of self-defense.
Right.
And they were defending their properties.
Yes. And right after George Washington became president, there was this little thing called the Whiskey Rebellion. And George Washington
immediately
called up the military and sent the military in to go squash the rebellion and collect the fucking tax.
There's your hero, Tea Party guys. There's your fucking hero. These guys don't work for you.
I never have.
It's all in their own protection. It's all for their own. Oh, dog.
George Washington was a fucking tyrant. And a lot of people like to say that Barack Obama is Bush's third term. I would say that Barack Obama is George Washington. I think it's the 57th term.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking George Washington's 57th term.
And it's sad that we can't get rid of these guys, and people just keep on putting up with it. They have problems, and
they
see it as a inevitable evil that we all have to just put up with. And, you know, it is something that can be done away with. It's an evil that can be done away with, and it's called, you know, stop relying on other people thinking for you. It's called, you know...
Now, just to be clear... We're not saying that if you want to live in a little dictatorship that you should not be allowed to do so. You can have all of the tyranny that you want, just don't try forcing it on other people.
That's right. That's
voluntary associations. If you voluntarily submit to tyranny because that's what you want, that's fine. But if I don't submit to it, don't use your little force of tyranny to make me submit.
And don't get mad when your kids want to come live on our side of the hill because they can't tolerate your nonsense any longer. I know that's just the way that it works.
Then they'll just call us a cult. And
that's right. That's how it's usually how the crow flies. You start throwing names out there.
Well, there is the church.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. What do you think about that? Because now there's two churches in New Hampshire now. Two freedom churches.
There are probably more than that, but there's definitely two that are notable.
Mm-hmm.
The Peaceful Assembly in Grafton and the Shire Free Church that has a building here in Keene. And, you know, I love the idea of tax avoidance. And any way that can be brought about is wonderful.
But could we have done that without going to the extreme of calling ourselves a church? Third party organization? I mean, is there another? Would there have been another outlet?
Schools are
club?
Also.
What about clubs? Of course, then we would have to get a club.
Then you would need
permits
and everything
else. Yeah, but churches need permits to do their business too.
They don't.
A church couldn't build a building out in the middle of nowhere and without a building permit.
That's true.
So there's still a driveway.
This church did not build anything. They purchased an existing building.
They put a driveway in. That's not really a driveway.
There was not a driveway that was constructed because a driveway must be 12 foot wide. The gravel path is not a driveway, and that was there before the church.
Right.
But I'm saying that there are always going to be these little permits that are going to be thrown at any group, even whether
True.
They're, you know,
but
tax exempt or not.
Right, but that's slightly different. You're sort of conflating the argument to be something that it's not. The activities of a church are not taxable.
Okay. But back to my original question. Was it the right thing to do to call it a church? Because it does sound culty. Even though we don't have prayers and we don't have Sunday meetings where we get together. I mean, we don't get together and say, all right, here's our anti-government prayer against the state, and let's all join hands and bow our heads and close our eyes and wish the state immediate death.
23 hours of church outreach every week.
Correct. All over. And this coming week at the Cheshire Fair, there's going to be a 24-hour day, a fair day.
Right.
There's going to be a table set up, a booth set up with all kinds of good information, and it'll be manned throughout the fair day.
Yes.
And we'll all be out there. I'm going to be setting it up.
Yeah.
And Daryl will be out there Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, possibly Saturday.
Yeah. That went kind of well last year. It was fun to see the
I showed up for one day and it began raining.
And you saw the trucks smashing to each other though, right?
No.
You didn't see that?
No.
That was fun.
It began raining not long after I got there, so we shut it down. And then as I was driving to my domicile, I was pulled over by a police officer who was very confused by
the
documents
stickers
that I handed him. And I told him...
Some shit that you typed up?
No.
I am a free man.
No.
I'm a free man. I live wherever I want to.
They were actually, government-issued documents, but the locations confused him, and I'm transient.
I had this stack of papers. Just look through them maybe and find what you need.
He walked back to his car, didn't get in, walked back to his car, and then turned around and came back, handed me my stuff, and said, just slow down, have a nice day.
Where were you at? Because maybe it was the same guy who gave me my ticket last night.
I was
in Swansea, right?
I don't know if I was in Swansea or Keene, but it was KPD that pulled me over.
Okay.
It was the first cop blocking that James Robin Hood Cleveland ever did.
I remember that. Check out James's YouTube channel, Lightspeed Liberty. He's got a lot of good Robin Hooding stuff up there.
This is not a call to action.
It's too hot, dog.
This is not a call to action, but do it. Just do it.
He's not actually selling anything, so you can say
he's not making
any
money.
His Facebook.
Well, I guess you could make money on YouTube these days. I don't have anything. I don't have any of my guys making money because I don't want people to have to put up with those stupid ads.
You know, I had like 40,000 views on one video, and I think I've made
30 cents.
Yeah, no, it was like $60 over the past 3 or 4 years, and it was like, I gave up. Disable the ads because you have to have $100 in order to cash
get your
out
money.
For, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, there.
Yeah, all of mine are disabled.
There was one month, several months ago, where I had AdSense set up on a couple of websites, and then some of my videos monetized, and I totally forgot about it. And then just one month out of the blue, I get an email saying like we've deposited money, and I was, yeah, okay, didn't pay attention because who it was from. I thought it was from Amazon or one of the places that I regularly get royalties, and then I took a look and I was like, wait, Google sent me money? What the hell?
Yeah,
Google?
They're YouTube now. They're buddies.
Right, yeah. And there was the YouTube and the AdSense, but I totally forgot that I had the thing. And they just happened to send me like $101. And I was like, oh, okay, this is nice.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
That's all right. I mean,
what would you buy for a dollar?
Anything that's worth a dollar. Usually junk. Usually nonsense that you don't want to deal with.
Did you go to Dubuque, Iowa?
We haven't been there
with
yet.
With a dollar?
I haven't been there. I probably never will be, but there's an interesting story that just took place out there. It involves an agency developed in the last decade.
Slightly over a decade ago.
Now. 13 or so, 12 or 13 years. Designed to do what, Daryl?
To secure the homeland.
That's right. I mean, there are a lot of bad people out there, a lot of bad brown-skinned people who only want death and destruction to us, pale Americans, and we need a special organization.
Are Asians considered brown-skinned?
Well, I usually when you think of
Middle
terrorist,
Easterners are technically Asian.
Yeah, but when you think about
Asian Islanders,
yeah, but
brownish.
The only terrorists Samoans. That I get fed a load of are the Muslim type, which are typically
Muslim's not an ethnicity.
It's not, but when people think Muslim,
I actually know as many white Muslims as I do Arab Muslims.
That is the correct thought process, because when you consider that like 3 billion of the Earth's populace are Muslim.
I don't think it's 3 billion, but
is it? It's a lot though.
Like 1.5.
I don't even know if it's. I don't even know. I know the population is at 7 billion.
Yes.
I know that the Muslim population is huge.
Yes.
I know that it dwarfs Christianity.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't?
If you add Roman Catholic and all the Protestant denominations, then that is larger than those claiming.
Well, that's good to know. Islam. All right. Correction. Yeah, I don't know.
So here's a news story from KCRG in Dubuque, Iowa.
Dubuque police and the Department of Homeland Security served search warrants at 4 different locations today.
The search did lead to one arrest. 53-year-old Yan Wang faces prostitution charges. Prostitution is punishable by up to 2 years imprisonment. Police say one was the Asian massage parlor where they delivered those search warrants. It's located in the R&J Relaxing Center in the 1400 block of Central Avenue. KCRG TV9's Katie Wiedemann joins us live from there.
Katie, do you know at this point what law officers were looking for today with those search warrants?
Well, they really won't tell us that right now, but they do say this is part of a long, ongoing investigation. Now, neighbors here tell us the people who run the massage business also live upstairs in a third-floor apartment. They describe the owners as unfriendly and standoffish. One neighbor described the business as shady because she says she sees women wearing very little clothing here. Today, officers spent time taking photos inside that business and bringing items out of the apartment.
They went to the upstairs residence and brought out, looked like some evidence, paperwork, maybe cell phones.
Police also searched a residence on Pearl Street and stopped a driver near Kennedy Mall. Both were related to this investigation. Now, one question a lot of people around here are asking is why Homeland Security was involved in this. Police aren't telling us very much about that, but they do say Homeland Security's presence shouldn't make people feel like there's a threat of terrorism involved here. Live in Dubuque, Katie Wiedemann, KCRG TV 9 News.
So,
now, hold on. Before we talk about this, I actually came across a video that shows inside one of these massage parlors.
That's bullshit. And it's going to turn out to be a big fat man. This is all in his mind.
Hold on. It's not a big fat man.
So oily.
But he does have a penis.
A happy ending? $50.
The guy getting the massage? We believe.
Happy ending!
You happy now?
Well, it really wasn't what I was hoping for.
Oh, no. Maybe you want a hand job. $50.
For a hand job? Right?
Yeah, hand job.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Hand job!
Hand job, hand job.
This is horrible, Daryl.
This is fraud.
This is no, this is fraud. I want to sue these people now. All right, I'll put my music back on.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. There's one more. There's one more.
Thanks.
Forget that nonsense. That is horrible, man. You just ruined my night. Everybody was kung fu. All right. What were we talking
but
about?
That's what happens in those massage parlors.
I don't know. I've never been. My next question was going to be, who here has received a professional massage before?
I've received professional massage, but never from one of the like, happy ending massage parlors.
Like from an establishment, not like a friend who comes over and gives you massage for like $15.
No, I've received professional massage.
How was it?
Very relaxing.
Did they ask you to flip over and you couldn't get around to it because you were embarrassed?
No.
Did they ask you to flip over?
The one I think they did. The other I don't remember.
Because that's the only thing I would be worried about, because I don't think I can have any feminine hands, any smooth hands, rubbing up and down on my back.
Hold on.
And just not
a good professional massage will put you to sleep.
All that oil going in, the hand rubbing, it's like a...
All the massages that I've had have been a little rough because supposedly I have like a lot of knots in my back, and they have to work the knots out, and sometimes they're not exactly pleasant at first until they are worked out. But I have, never wanted to go to sleep. But it has most definitely felt good. On both sides.
Have you had a professional massage?
I had a massage that had me feeling very good for many, many days. So I'm assuming that it wasn't professional. It was an agorist-type massage, yes.
Okay.
Which had me feeling pretty good for many, many days. But that evening, yes, I wouldn't have been able to turn over safely without poking someone in the eye, and which might have been a good thing.
Even cuddling is dangerous for me, so... Any hands near around that area, it's kind of...
But, no, the professional massages that I've had, and it might have just been that the room was scented just right, whatever, but I've fallen asleep in every professional massage that I've
ever
had.
Or you just stayed up for the previous 20 hours like you do here in Keene.
No.
And you don't sleep like a normal human being.
Did your, butthole hurt afterwards? Maybe they drugged you and...
No.
Did you wake up with some Vaseline on your chat on your
no.
My balls, dog, not my balls. No. Come on. Look,
no. The
stupid dog.
The first time that I got a professional massage, I was still in high school. And it was a female masseuse, but I fell asleep because And she told me, she was like, you're going to fall asleep.
You're probably her favorite type of clientele, where you just fall asleep and she can spend the last 5 minutes, smoking a cigarette or something. Or, I don't know. But why did we link to that? What was going on in Iowa at this?
Homeland Security.
Why would Homeland Security go to the middle of the country and spend all their time and resources investigating some old 50-year-old whores?
It's the Iowa Department of Homeland Security.
So
this has actually recently come up another thing.
This article or this news story does not say the Iowa Department of Homeland Security.
I didn't know they were different state by state. I thought they was one party.
There's
the federal. Then every state has one.
There's an Iowa Department of Homeland Security, like a state
Every
agency.
State has their own Bureau of Investigation.
So obviously they're so far from the border, they don't have anything to do. They probably make the same amount of money as the guys on the border, and they're like, well, shit, what are we going to do today? Oh, well, let's investigate these poor people over here.
That's wrong information. I think it's the state. Now, why would the home... Now, no matter what, would Homeland Security be involved at all in this kind of operation?
Well, whether it was the state or the feds, and based on this news report, it does not specify the state. there was the activist here in Keene who was sentenced to a year in jail for selling cannabis. And
he was ratted out
by
what
was purported to be LSD, who was being investigated by the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Okay, but
for weed.
I thought you were going to go like Homeland Security thing. I'm just wondering what.
Right, but no, it's still the feds getting involved with shit that the feds generally would not get involved with.
Well,
because they don't have enough to do. Because their scope and their power is just far exceeding.
No, hold on. You don't understand what the feds were trying to do in Richard Paul's case. They were trying
to protect us.
No, they were trying.
From bad people.
They were trying to get an Asian provocateur in the CAC to try to incite us into committing violence. Somebody.
Right. An Asian?
An Asian.
Agent.
Oh, okay.
Been, now I'm thinking
tell
hot
me more
Asian.
About this Asian.
Now,
Asian.
Yeah, now I'm thinking man. Hot Asian from Austin Powers.
There's an Asian person in Austin Powers?
Not Austin Powers. Fucking Wayne's World. I'm sorry. Another.
Ooh, Tia Carrere?
Yeah.
I would do weird things to her.
There's a lot of nice females that
she
you do weird things.
She's still looking
now? It's probably.
What's that?
Tia Carrere?
She's smoking cigars, though.
I don't know.
Many years ago. So maybe not.
She's still.
Maybe not my kind of girl, then.
I don't know.
She's smoking
she's tall,
cigars.
A tall Asian? A tall Americanized Asian? Oh, yeah.
Tall Asian.
Yeah. But anyways.
Someone's having good thoughts over there.
Yeah, Homeland Security, what the fuck? So you got people like the TSA.
Well, they're saying
doing
that
it, doing
just
their
because
thing.
Homeland Security was involved.
You know what? Maybe.
That
maybe,
people should not think that there's terrorist plots being done.
Since we just saw this video, maybe one of their agents went in there for a happy ending massage, and they didn't get the real happy ending.
Yeah,
got
they got
pissed
the
off.
Clowns.
So, yeah.
They got the clowns and the jugglers. And the beatniks doing the hand jive.
Went back to work after lunch.
Hand
jive, says,
hand
look,
jive, hand
guys,
jive.
I know we're not doing anything for the next couple of weeks. I got a plan.
Let's go to four different
these guys screwed me.
Massage.
We're going to screw them right back. And they're prostitutes. That's what they're used to.
Only one of them got busted for the prostitutions.
How many? Only one?
Only one.
Was that the mama-san?
Yan Wang.
Was that the mama-san? The mama queen?
Yan Wang.
But how many? Yeah, but it sounded like there were more than one prostitute at this particular.
Is that a stage name?
I don't know.
Did you see? All right, there was an article there. That came about. I just saw it today concerning the airline fluke from last week where they got all the Asian names wrong.
Right. Yes.
And
did you see the Colbert response
no.
to that?
No. Tell me more.
Oh, it's hilarious. Stephen Colbert, who is a comedian, did a skit on this, and he played the news clip that we played, and he said, really, that's racist, and if you're going to make racist jokes, at least get the ethnicities right. Those are Chinese names, and it was a Korean airline.
Exactly.
So if you're going to give fake names, make sure that they're Korean-sounding names, like Park My Plane Too Soon.
That's right, Park.
Or How You Land This Tang.
You got Korean names are like Joe, Park, Sue, Soon.
Yeah.
Chinese are all the bang ding owl. That's a Chinese
yes.
name. You're absolutely right. But anyways, this Johnson linked this today. I looked at some of the notes, and I don't know if this is a real article. But supposedly, a Korean news agency who were a little fluked off from having had all of that backflack from a couple of weeks ago went ahead and did their own article on a recent American airline that had issue. And they went ahead and created some of their own American silly names. And I don't, but which I don't understand because they're only. I don't know. It's beyond me. I don't speak.
Hold on, Captain Kent Parker Wright.
Is that a comic book hero?
No.
Oh, Kent Wright. Okay, what's
Kent
the other?
Parker Wright.
That's right. What about Captain Kent?
That's Kent Parker Wright.
All right. What about this one? Wyatt Wooden Workman. Wyatt Wooden Workman.
Yeah.
Why Wooden Workman?
Why wouldn't it work, man?
Okay, that's good. Okay, what's the other one? What's this one? Flight instructor.
Hey, would you fly more?
All right, that works good. And what's this Macy Lawyers one?
May see lawyers.
All right.
Because so, that's what happens after an accident is you see lawyers.
So obviously.
May see lawyers.
Obviously, whoever came up with these names is far smarter than I am. Did a terrific job.
They're Asian.
Did a terrific job.
Don't be racist, Daryl.
Of course they're smarter than you. They're fucking Asians.
I thought they just knew better math.
Do you know why Asian women only have small breasts? Only A's are acceptable.
What about small booties? Is it the same?
Only A's are acceptable. It took a while.
proportions. Well proportioned.
I always thought it had to do with penis size.
The smarter you are, the smaller it is? That's not true.
The smaller your dick is, the smaller the women's in your class are going to have booties and breast size.
What?
I don't know. Because the biggest booties in the world are black girls. And supposedly, black dudes have the biggest docks. Because they got to get in there.
You know, I think gorillas have the smallest penis per like their body size.
But gorilla girls don't have big booties.
Libertarians
no, but I'm saying
racist.
They get the most sex, though. So they're saying there's less competition with smaller penis size. So if you have a bigger penis, there's more competition. So the people with the smaller penises are technically getting laid more. That's what nature says. That's what evolution says.
Do you think? But do you think the guys with small penises?
Because bunny rabbits, they get laid a lot, and they've got tiny little.
I don't know how tiny they are.
I haven't seen one.
This guy's got a big old dong. But I mean, do you think the smaller penis guys have to work more and actually provide a little more tongue action, more, and then therefore they
put a little more effort into
their women,
do a better job.
Yeah.
Like they say, the higher the woman, the less effort they put it in. So the smaller the penis, the more effort you're going to put in,
and therefore you get more.
Yeah.
So maybe it's
remember, you know,
and not to mention, guys with big dogs think they run the world and they just don't even try. Very curious. But you know where I'm coming from, though.
Tennessee.
I'm talking about racial stereotypes,
where
body types.
You. Where, you know, morally obligated to fuck your cousin on her 18th birthday.
I'm talking about if 75% of the women in your racial genetic class have big old booties, you've got to have a little bit more to get in there.
Hold on. So maybe that explains why I like women with big butts.
See, there you go. You're tooting your own horn.
Unfortunately, I toot my own horn a little too often.
get it going.
What? You didn't like that?
That was all right. So how do we get on that? Oh, Asian stereotypes. These guys are definitely more creative with the namings. I was reading some comments here that there really aren't any links to actual articles, so this might be made up.
Yeah, that's why when I first saw that.
This
isn't a video, and those names.
Because I'm fairly certain that I would have heard something about a Southwest Flight 345 that had some kind of an accident.
Yeah, and those names are pretty decent. But all right, so we were talking about what were we talking about before this?
WordPress blog.
Happy endings, Chris Christie.
So, gentlemen, what did you learn tonight?
You know, since you asked, Mr. Daryl, why don't you tell us what you learned tonight? Give me a moment to think about this. It's the hardest question of the evening. Always is. Always is.
I learned that there was a Korean news station that supposedly poked fun at an American airline, and it might have been satire. I'm not really sure. This website, when you click on the about section, it says about preposition, and then it defines the word. So I'm fairly certain that this is.
And the name of the website is Slothed.
Yes.
Slow Media, whatever
or
that is.
Slothead.
I like Slothed.
I don't know. But you can contact the guy, jamespolling@gmail.com.
This sounds professional.
Yeah, yeah. This is a horrible, horrible thing. And not directly related to this show, but that's generally what we do, right? Something that we learned during the show. So I won't mention what I learned before the show. Yeah, I learned that we are very random in our flow of thought.
This is a pretty random show. You've got yes. to you've got to have a little bit of
ADD
to follow this show.
Well, that's why it's fun, and you embrace wherever it goes, because that's
I kind of like it that all. I mean, that really yes. is something that gets me going. There are programs out there who flow. And if you like that,
something else out that I learned.
If you like that, that option is available. Guess what?
We're
not that option. We're doing something a little different.
I learned that you got a massage and you were afraid to roll over because you thought you were going to poke a midget's eye out.
I was being respectful. I didn't want to turn into something that it shouldn't have been. Because it was kind of a professional
maybe
thing.
She wanted it to turn into something.
It's quite possible.
That it shouldn't have
it's
been.
It's quite possible. Maybe I didn't want to take it to that extreme because, you know.
You respect her as a human?
No, maybe I didn't want to get with her. Maybe I did.
Or maybe the budget for the day was just.
Or maybe I didn't have enough money to pay for the rest of it. Or maybe it was free from the get-go.
Oh.
Maybe the whole thing was free. Maybe I've never paid for a massage.
Maybe you're just making this story up.
I don't
so
make stories
that you
up.
Think that you fit in.
I don't lie, son. I don't lie.
I paid for a chiropractor. I mean, that's technically a little massage involved, so.
Way back in the day when I ran cross country, I had a chiropractor, like, bust up my back and stuff. And I don't know. I think
that shit feels good,
poor
doesn't
kids
it?
Insurance paid for that.
Oh.
And then ever since that, I've been able to crack my back and stuff. And in the last couple of years, like maybe the last 4 or 5 years, I can't pop my back any longer, so I don't know. Maybe I've finally gotten past all that nonsense, but or maybe it's just good bad good
or
back
maybe
posture.
All your cartilage is
Bonner Freeville. What
shit.
Did you learn tonight?
I learned that if you are going to get a happy ending massage, you should probably pay afterwards because you might not get what you were expecting.
I agree. That is definitely the one thing I learned about that video. I'll tell you what.
You can't learn the same thing he did.
I'm not going to go to that. I
okay.
did learn. I can learn the same thing as I just can't use the same
right.
one
you,
for
you
mine.
You can't use the same answer.
However, I was going to use the same story, and that
okay.
is seeing that man frauded out like he was for something so important in my mind's eye was horribly, horribly disturbing to me. Because every time he was getting frauded out, I was like, I felt it. I felt it in my everywhere. Because I wanted him. I don't want him to suffer.
But then again,
I don't want him paying the $30 and then $40 and then $100.
He was obviously a fool to continue, though. So,
maybe he deserved it.
Yeah,
I don't know if he deserved it, but.
And I'm not saying let's create regulation to prevent things like that happening. I'm saying let the free market do its thing.
Buyer beware.
But definitely, if that was to happen in my free market system, and I find out that the Asian masseuse down the street is like frauding my folks, then I'm going to be talking about her,
right?
Them. For the next 20 minutes on Black Sheep Rising, and letting everyone all the Johns out there,
if they're not too embarrassed to reveal that.
Well, that's why we had to we tell this late night when they're watching,
right.
They're getting their information from us because they don't know how to control themselves and indeed you know.
And if there are any Johns watching, there's a certain inn in Keene.
Oh, really? Is it the Keene Inn?
I wasn't going to name locations. The place formerly known as the Valley Green is allegedly regular.
What goes
ladies
on there?
Ladies of the night regularly stay there.
What goes on there?
Evil shenanigans.
Yes.
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 Interesting little government anecdote here. You didn't used to have a license to get to do massages, but you did. It was instituted because of the whole prostitution thing.
Oh, really?
So they could get people for not having a massage license, even if they were...
Oh, and an interesting tidbit on the massage license is if you are a New Hampshire resident and you're doing a massage without a license, there's a stricter punishment than if you are a, quote, natural person offering a massage without a license.
So a natural person is someone who doesn't have a license, who's just doing it out of their living room?
Or they travel, maybe?
Right. Like, if you're not a New Hampshire resident, then the statute defines you as a natural person,
mm-hmm.
and there is a lesser penalty than so, if you are so a New Hampshire
so
resident.
So according to those rules, if you play by the rules, you are more inclined to be punished more harshly, which in my mind's eye would say, why play by the rules?
Isn't a natural person a corporation too?
No.
No?
Corporations are legal persons. Natural persons are human beings. Flesh,
I'm a human
blood,
being.
Beating heart.
I'm a human being until I upload myself to the Matrix.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun,
it's
dun,
not
dun.
Safe.
By the way,
I just want to
add to that real quick. Like, when I say the Matrix, I don't mean the Matrix where the machines are like harvesting us, our blood for battery consumption. When I mean the Matrix, I mean uploading to the cloud.
Okay. Just call it the motherfucking internet.
No, I'm going to call it the cloud.
It annoys me when people call the internet the cloud.
And now I need to get Steve on so that we can talk about the cloud for 30 minutes.
It also annoys Steve when people call the internet
the
cloud.
I know, that's why I want to see Steve losing his mind like you do.
Steve's going to shine his flashlight in my face because you piss him off.
It's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
I don't know.
Sounds like an epic episode.
We'll see what happens. I don't know. Steve doesn't seem like the kind of guy who wants to...
be in front of cameras.
Yeah, get his face out there because he's, you know, got a lot on his mind. He might just start losing it. Just starts. Amish is not coming on.
You don't want to hear about the nuclear question?
No, no. All right, this is Black Sheep Rising. We're going to end with a song now.
We are. This is Jerry Cantrell.
You're Conan Soliday.
No, this is the guy that's singing. Jerry. He's from Nine Inch Nails. He's from Alice in Chains. The
She's
song,
hot.
She is. With all the chains. Yeah.
The porn star, Alice in Chains.
Oh, really?
Yes.
We've talked about this before. No, I've never even seen her.
Allie for short.
I've never heard her referred to as Allie.
Nope, neither have I. Listen, check us out, blacksheeprising.org. Check out all the video archives, all the show notes. I'm going to link everything that we just talked about in the show notes. There is also a audio option, so if you don't want to watch this video, because it's really hard to do when we talk for like 2 hours and you're sitting in front of your computer for 2 hours, but you're at work all the time, download the audio. Right now I'm currently working on fixing up the RSS stream to upload straight to iTunes, which should be really nice for a lot of folks. Go visit our Facebook page and throw down comments, throw down likes, tell us what you want to see more of. Facebook.com/blacksheeprising.org.
You don't really have to say forward slash.
I'm going to keep saying forward slash because I grew up in the age where forward slash and backslash actually meant something. So it's like ingrained in my brain. At least I didn't say I'm at Shire TV. Dude. Because I wasn't looking at something when I said it. I was actually thinking about it. How do you like that? What other plugs? Visit Daryl at fpp.cc, freeplanetproject.cc, or the Fred Parcells Porch Community Center.
Yeah, there you go.
Joe. Boner Joe.
I have you. Nothing.
Nothing? Check out my artwork.
Son of a bitch. At analrape.com. You can find artwork at analrape.com.
Check out some good ass sculpture at conansolid.com.
Sculptures.
And
ass sculptures.
I think that's about all I have. Let's go ahead and watch this Jerry Cantrell song. Bow, 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 bow. And we'll see you guys next week. Every time. My mother was a hippie.
Why do you hate hippies?
My mother was a hippie, a Christian hippie. I know that when I was still drinking the breast, sucking on the breast, on the teat, she was a member of a group called the Lalechi League. And they were hippie moms that would get together and they would talk about things, talk about breastfeeding, talk about their husbands, talk about their works, talk about everything. And
Spanish for milk.
And during the process, they would pass the babies around.
Okay.
So yeah, going back to Florida after being growed up.
So what you're saying,
I ran into women after woman after old woman who says, "Oh, I remember you. I used to feed you." It's like, "Oh, that's great." No, I used to feed you. Oh, you're one of them hippie types. So
what you're saying is...
My mouth was over all kinds of boobies.
You have had a bunch of titties in your mouth.
Before I even knew what titties were.
And why do you hate hippies? Because I personally would love to have a bunch of titties in my mouth.
Yeah, but it's different when it's like for like food and I don't know, it's just different.
I fucking love breast milk.
I was like 10 years, 15 years before my thing, before it actually started working.
Love breast milk.
Well before the time. This might have actually stunted me.
No, it didn't.
Maybe. I don't know.
So
it's quite
you
possible.
You hate hippies because you don't like breast milk.
No, that's just I love breast milk, but that's just a example of silliness. I hate dirty feet. Walking around barefoot in your dirty ass house, and you go into bed, and then you get into bed with the dirty ass feet. That's just nasty, man.
Why do you hate feet?
I don't hate feet. I hate dirty ass feet. I like feet. So hey, guess what's not happening tonight? Ain't no toe sucking tonight because your feet are nasty. Don't be giving me that I don't suck in your toes ever because you don't wash them.
You don't suck a dirty toe.
No shit. So anyways, hippie toes are always dirty. So guess what's not happening?
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Hippie shower?
Not the hippies I'm talking about. I am hairy ass.
You're talking about dirty hippies.
Hairy hippies.
You can be a hippie and not be a dirty hippie.
With their dresses dragging in the dirt all the time. They got dirty dresses.
Oh, I fucking love the way a sundress looks on a woman.
It looks nice, but it's been dragging around in the mud all day at Porkfest. Whatever,
and then it looks
wherever you've been.
Nicer folded up next to the fucking bed.
It looks nicer folded up and thrown in the fire. In the fire. Smithers, throw those puppies.
So you
in the
want
fire.
Hippies to walk around naked?
I would like it if more people could wear less and less clothing. The fact of the matter is that's never going to happen. In fact, that's the reason for the clothing laws that exist is nasty people insisting that people wear clothing because they feel bad about themselves.
Yeah.
Coming from Florida, there's not a whole lot of clothing. Clothing is optional. You know, walking into a convenience store with just shorts on is normal. And in fact, it wasn't until I got to Tennessee. I was in Tennessee for 5 years, but the first fucking convenience store that I walked in to pay gas for at a convenience store, and it was in Kentucky, Clarksville, our Tennessee border. And I walked in there.
You drove through Tennessee before stopping for gas?
I lived in Tennessee on the border of Kentucky. I went and shopped in Kentucky, actually, before the sales tax option.
Okay.
So anyways, I went in the first gas station I bought gas in Tennessee. I walked
in
there.
Kentucky.
Was in Kentucky. Yeah, exactly. How that works. But I lived in Tennessee. All right, so anyways, I went in there with no shirt on and no shoes. And it was a hole-in-the-wall gas station. It was a wood floor, and it was falling apart. It was fucking unbelievably old, and I thought, there's nothing wrong with my attire, except guess what? The woman at the counter says, we cannot serve you until you go put a shirt on. And I'm fucking looking around, cobwebs, dust, wood floor. What the fuck is wrong with you? So it was my first, it was me being introduced to this whole Puritan thing for the first time ever, where, you know, clothing is necessary. And then after that, I'd go out and I'd be mowing my lawn, or, you know, which is shorts. And I remember the little girls over in the neighbor's girls would just be looking at me and staring at me. I'm like, what the? Do I got something on me or something? Sure enough, I went and talked to the mothers. Like, oh, they've never seen, you know, a bare-chested man before. I'm like, you got to be shitting me.
But you don't have a bear's chest. You've got a people's chest.
I know, but and it's shaved. It's like a shaved bear's chest. And I do tricks, just like a bear, too. And I eat out of the garbage.
Yes.
Like a bear. So anyways, that was my first introduction to this whole idea that clothing is not optional.
So you hate hippies because Puritans are bad.
So that we've gotten way off subject. I don't hate hippies.
Then why do you always make fun of them?
I do hate lefties. Just like I hate righties. So what I really need to do is find a good righty drop to combat the whole leftiness.
Yeah, because I thought you just hated hippies.
No, I don't hate hippies.
Because you've got the anti-hippie things.
No, I don't hate hippies. I just disagree with them a lot about everything.
All right.
Dirty feet. It's all about the dirty feet, man.
So stop making fun of hippies.
I'm not making fun of them. I'm just bringing to light the whole issue I have with dirty feet.
Yeah. Thing.
Put some fucking sandals on when you're walking around the house, man. Either that or put carpet down. I'm not. You're not a hippie, are you? You're a hick, man. You're a redneck. Jay.
I'm definitely not a redneck.
You got redneck blood in you. I got redneck accent in me. What is fucking Daryl?
Do you have Scottish ancestry?
He is the Southern Patriot.
Do you
what
have
does
Scottish
that mean?
Ancestry.
Scottish ancestry.
Most probably.
Possibly, maybe.
That's where I think most...
you think most hicks are Scottish?
No, but I think that's where the term redneck came from. There's something to do with the Scottish
settlers. Oh, yeah, you're right. What about the Irish, man? They're most...
They came later, though.
Yeah, I know, but they've done a much better job of spreading their seed across the lands. Just throwing it out there. Everyone, blacks,
anyway.
Indians, everybody. They just like, this. Here has some Irish. That's how we do.
All the gingers everywhere.
I know, fucking gingers.
Thank God for gingers.
No, fuck you. But I wouldn't doubt that we all have. I know what you meant, but I mean, genetically, yes, I probably do have some. I wouldn't be surprised. But it's not something I've ever... Oh, okay, I'm going to stop talking. Hey, this wasn't an after show. I was just looking for some good quotes and stuff. Daryl doesn't like after shows. Jay's been typing on his thing.
Hey, I have people to tell they're wrong.
Letting his people know that he's coming home, he's safe, he's not out getting butt raped by the black sheep or something. I don't fucking know. That's not what happened, right?
Analrape.com.
Analrape.cc.
Hey, not everything goes on the camera, okay? We don't talk about certain things.
Yeah, I got it. All right, so that's a good point. So let's wrap this up. Get these cameras turned off. We got business to get to. Guys, we'll see you next week.
Yeah, the secret meetings and the rituals.
And we need to drop some
triangles. Animal sacrifices.
Illuminati, son. That's who we are.
Yeah, we didn't get to that. But.
Oh, there's a fucking triangle in the A.
Yeah, but it's upright.
Smeared it with
and
blood.
So is the triangle for the Rockefeller.
So is the upside triangle for voluntarist or peace. Hey. Triangles are everywhere. Look behind you. There's another triangle.
Triangles are all around you.
The world is built on triangles. I'm sorry to say triangles just work. I mean, they got like bases and they're heavy at the bottom and they just stand. They just work.
Not every triangle is a fucking Illuminati sign.
I don't know. I think it is curious that a lot of these.
Not every fucking owl.
I think it's really curious that a lot of these pop stars are dropping an awful lot of triangles these days. Of course, having said that,
how many fucking signs can you do with your hip? Ooh, let me do a fucking rectangle.
Yeah, back when we were babies, it was...
Yeah.
Which is what? Evil eye, devil horns. And it's not, or I love you. But it was...
This is I love you.
Is it? I thought
which one's asshole?
This is I love you.
How do you say asshole in sign language?
I forget.
Asshole.
Asshole. All right, we're out.
Wow. That is horrible.
Don't put that in the show.
I can't hear them.